Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on September 5 regarding Robert Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. As you know, I evaluated Mr. Cummings as described in the reports listed above. But he's now a 66-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 10-15-07 while moving a tree. But as a result, he believes he injured his lower back, comma, hips, comma, buttocks, comma, legs, comma, and feet, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of ruptured discs. Period states he did undergo surgery in September 2021 for stenosis. Period concluded the course of active treatment in November of 2021. Period. New paragraph. Per the additional documentation supplied, he received an order proving settlement on 12-9-19 to be inserted here. Pretty then reopened his claim. Per new paragraph on 5-29-18, he was seen by... Scratch that. On 5-14-18, he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Della Soda for a need for a treatment exam. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date, including right L5-S1 discectomy on 12-13-07 and right L5-S1 foraminotomy on 12-9-14. Period. Last been seen in the office on 5-6-15 when he was discharged from active care. Period. On this visit, Dr. Della Soda diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, comma, vertebral instability, comma, status post right L5-S1 foraminotomy. Period, he recommended updated MRI and X-rays with flexion extension views. Period. He did not undergo those studies in a timely fashion. Pretty so, Dr. Infantolino, I-N-F-A-N-T-O-L-I-N-O, on 5-29-18, period. He actually was seen by Dr. Della Soda on that date. But he's currently working in a self-employed fashion. Period, straight leg raise and wound maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period, the low back had restricted range of motion in all directions. Period. Mr. Cummings indicated his symptoms were currently tolerable. Period. If they became worse, they would pursue a CT myelogram. Period. He did undergo these x-rays on 5-22-18 to be inserted here. Period, he then underwent a CT myelogram on 11-13-18 to be inserted here. Period. As of 11-21-18, Dr. Della Soda discussed possible additional surgery about what she was going to think. Period, new paragraph. The petitioner went back to Dr. Della Soda on 6-7-21 with low back and bilateral lower extremity pain. Period, straight leg raise and maneuver was negative bilaterally, but range of motion was limited in all directions. Period. He was referred for updated lumbar MRI and X-rays. Pair these were done on 6-22-21 to be inserted here. Period. On 9-14-21, Dr. Della Soda performed another surgery. Pair the petitioner followed up through 11-15-21 for a 6-week follow-up. Period, he was doing well. Period, his low back and hip pain had resolved. Period, he did have bone pain in the low back and pain and cramping in both feet. Period, he had returned to work at his normal activity level. Pretty was taking Flomax with improvement of his urinary difficulty. Period. Dr. Della Soda advised him to continue increasing his daily activity and ambulation. Pretty was going to return to the office as needed. Period. The final diagnosis was status post decompressive laminectomy at L2-L3-L4 on 9/14/21. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a suntan and wore a fishing t-shirt, suggestive of him spending considerable time outdoors. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed marked chafing of both knees. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in internal rotation, but elicited low back and hip tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes are 1 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles. Thrust is normal. Spine thoracic is normal on the sickle. Inspection revealed a midline 5-inch longitudinal scar with decreased lordotic curve. Period. He had full range of motion in flexion, extension, and rotation and side bending bilaterally. Period. There was tenderness in the left greater than right, greater trochanters. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees elicited only a pulling sensation in the low back, but no low back pain or radicular symptoms below the knees. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 10/15/07, Robert Cummings was injured at work, as marked in my most recent report. Period. Shortly thereafter, received an order approving settlement on 12/9/19. Period. In May of 2021, he reopened his claim. Period. He had a need for treatment exam list. Scratch that. He returned to Dr. Della Soda in 2021. Period. Updated MRI and x-rays were done. Period. This was followed by surgery on 9/14/21 to be inserted. Period. The petitioner followed up postoperatively. Period. He was doing well and back to his baseline level of activity. Period. The paragraph of the current exam with his suntan and fishing t-shirt suggests he has been able to return to recreational activities. Period. There was marked chafing of the knees, indicative of someone who spends considerable time kneeling or crawling. Period. He had essentially full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph, I will add 2 to 2.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the lower back, taking into account his latest surgery. Period. And that's the end.